Good afternoon, everybody. You've got it tuned to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from the University of British Columbia. We are situated on the unceded and ancestral territory of the Musqueam people, and we are broadcasting to the unceded ancestral territory of the Musqueam, the Tsleil-Waututh, and the Squamish people in the city that we know as Vancouver. Thanks for tuning in to CITR. My name is Jasper. It is, what is it, Wednesday? It's Wednesday afternoon, which means it's training time. That's the time of week where we hop into Studio A here at CITR, and we introduce newcomers to the station to the recording, the broadcast studio, and we show them how to use it. And then from there, they can start their own radio shows if they want, which is something we offer. If you did not know, CITR is a campus and community radio station, which means people from campus and people from the community, which means you or anyone you know, can come here and potentially start a radio show or get free training on how to do that, among other things. So if that interests you, then head over to CITR.ca and see what's going on over there. We do a public tour every day at noon. You can drop by and just get a tour of the space, meet some people, and learn more about how you can get involved. So yeah, check it out, CITR.ca. We're located on UBC campus, as I mentioned, in the building called The Nest, which you can't miss it. It's a huge building, and we're right smack dab in the middle of it. You can ask people when you get here, be like, hey, where's CITR? And hopefully they'll tell you. But yeah, so that's what we're doing here. I'm here with my friend Sophie, who's joining me and doing training for the second time, right, Sophie?
Hello, yes, thanks for having me.
Good to have you back. You were telling me earlier that we did this together sometime in the summer.
In the summer, correct, yeah.
How was that experience for you the first time you did it? Was it
fun, very fun, a little overwhelming just because the technology is too advanced for me, but getting the hang of it slowly, yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot of, for everyone listening at home, I'll describe the scene. Sophie and I and some other friends, we're all sitting in a recording studio. We have some computers going, and there's a big board with buttons and knobs and faders and stuff. And it's here at CITR, you are both a radio host and a radio producer at the same time, which means you're the person, while I'm talking to you, I'm also like touching buttons and moving faders and stuff. And it's a lot. It's a lot, right?
Multitasking, yeah.
So multiple trainings is often recommended. So it's good to have you back, Sophie. Glad you came back.
Happy to be here.
Are you thinking about starting a show? Have you got like a, or are you just kind of checking things out again?
Checking things out, maybe joining a collective before I start my own show.
Cool.
Yeah.
The radio collectives are a great way to start. Which collective are you interested in?
Music.
Cool.
Probably. Yeah.
Yeah. Have you sat in on any of their sessions yet?
No. I have not.
Cool. They're fun. For everyone listening at home, do you want to describe what the collectives are? Or have you I'm curious how you heard about them.
Yeah, training earlier today, they were mentioned during the training, and there's different categories of just like, there's the accessibility one, there's the unceded airwaves. Right?
Yeah, you're doing great. Yeah. Sorry, yeah. I'm really putting
there's
you on
music,
the spot.
Sports, news. Yeah, there's a bunch. So, and you can, there's content formed.
Yeah, yeah.
Put out there by those, and yeah, anyone can join them. Anyone who's a member, right?
You did. That's correct. Yeah, you did training with Henna, right?
Yes, correct.
So Henna is our esteemed spoken word manager, and Henna's role is multifaceted. But one of their roles is to support our radio collectives, which Sophie just described. They are basically groups of people who make weekly radio shows based on topics of interest or identity mm-hmm. that intersect with their own lives. So as you mentioned, the Music Collective is a really fun one. We have an accessibility collective, an Indigenous collective, sports, news, arts. It's a great way to get exposure to radio and podcasting in a team setting. Mm-hmm. So it's a really good entry point. And the Music Collective is really fun. They meet weekly, and they seem to have a lot of fun. Yeah. I don't know if you ever heard the show. You should tune in.
I totally will. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's a good one. Cool. Well, thanks for coming to do training again. And I hope this time it's feeling like a little more solid, you know?
Yeah.
It took me a long time to get used to all this stuff.
Practice, and that's, I imagine.
Yeah. And CITR is cool because it's a pretty low pressure environment where people can come and, like, this space is here for people to learn how to make radio, right? Mm-hmm. So it's okay to come and, you know, be a little clumsy or make a mistake or whatever, because we're here to teach and learn and et cetera. So, yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
So, Sophie, what you've curated a song for us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So tell everybody what we have.
So we're going to listen to a live version of Magnolia's Corner Illusions. They are a local treasure, one of my favorite local bands. I saw them play for the first time at, I believe it was the Fox Cabaret, like 2 years ago. And last time I saw them live was at Redgate in this last summer. And I love them so much. And they released this great album. It's also called Corner Illusions. And it's an amazing album. And so this is one track from that album. And it was performed live here at CITR, I believe, like last year at some point.
Yeah, it looks as though this was uploaded a year ago.
Yeah, there you go. And it's great. They're great live. So,
cool. Yeah. Here it is on CITR 101.9 FM.
Myself and staring at these lights. I need to fix myself, someone to be friends with. That being said, this ball of candy is so nice. I say,
your station has a lot of problems.
Tell me about it. Just look at our morning guy.
Hello, this is Mole Man in the morning. Good Mole Man to you. Today, part four of our series of the agonizing pain in which I live every day.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, not the home of Mole Men in the Morning.
MRG Live is happy to present Anomaly with his live band at the Wise Hall on Saturday, February 24th, with support from Blue Wednesday. Anomaly has toured his electro jazz project all over the world, but this February, the Montreal-based artist embarks on a full Canadian tour for the very first time. Come out to experience the innovative fusion of electronic beats, jazz harmonies, and funky grooves from the one and only Anomaly, live in concert with his band. Don't miss Anomaly at the Wise Hall in Vancouver on February 24th, 2024. Tickets are on sale now at admitone.com.
Okay, you are back on CITR 101.9 FM. You just heard local band Magnolia performing a song live here at CITR, actually about a year ago. And that was Sophie's selection. Thank you for that, Sophie. Very cool song. I'm hanging out with Ewan now. Hi, Ewan.
Hi, Jasper. How are you doing?
Doing great. It's nice to meet
Lovely.
You. Yeah. How did you discover CITR?
I've been hearing about it for a while. I like picking up Discorder, and one of my friends recently started a show here, and he gave me a little tour, and ever since, like, I've been checking out the record library.
Cool.
And I just, it's like the most awesome place. Like, people here are so nice.
Okay, I'm glad you, I'm glad you've had a good experience so far. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Who's your friend that started a show?
My friend Nolan. Yeah, he has, his show is Mixotroph.
Yeah, I know Nolan. Nolan's great.
Lovely guy.
Super friendly person, and a good show. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. How long have you known Nolan?
We've known each other since I'm a third year, but I knew him in first year, and we hung out a little bit, but we kind of fell out of touch, and then I ran into him in a class, and we kind of sat together, and he was telling me he was doing a show. And
cool.
We kind of just talked about it, shared music, hung out. So
sweet.
I'm really glad I got to see him again, and it was, yeah, amazing to run into him again.
Cool.
And hear about this.
Yeah, word of mouth is a really good way to spread the word, I guess, about CITR. So I'm really happy that it brought you here and brought us together here in the studio. Do you think you might have a radio show in your future?
Yeah, I'm hoping to. I'm kind of looking into it. I have some ideas, doing some brainstorming, but I'd really like to have a show on CITR because I love music and I'd love to share music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what we do.
Yeah. I'm hoping maybe to have my show about kind of telling stories, whether it be about the music or about personal connection to the music, and take in, maybe if there's an audience for it, take in audience suggestions on music, and people can share their personal stories.
Nice.
So sharing stories on air, or yeah, like what the song kind of means to them, or like a cool fact about the song, like, yeah, oh, I was actually at this live show, or that kind of thing.
Music is a great entry point into just talking about life and people and, you know, what have you.
Totally,
so,
yeah.
Well, that sounds great. I'd love to chat longer, Ewan, but we're pretty much out of time.
Oh, shoot.
But okay. You do have, yeah, a song for us, yeah?
Yes. Yeah, yeah, I do. So I have, today I have Give It Up or Turn It A Loose by James Brown from 1969, recorded live at the Bell Auditorium in Augusta, Georgia. And this one is James Brown with the JBs, with Bootsy Collins, in the 60s before Bootsy got kicked out of the band.
Yeah.
And I think it's amazing. The horns are a little lower on this one, but the percussion and vocals really stand out on it. I think it's a great track.
Right on. Well, thank you, Ewan, for the selection. We'll use it to play us out. Thanks for tuning in to CITR 101.9 FM. We appreciate you listening. We hope you come by and check it out. And we will see you next time on Training Time.
Huh.